One segment that we have heard concerns about is fresh graduates who may face anxieties starting their careers in these turbulent times. We understand their anxieties, but we want them to be assured that there is support available. Our IHLs have stepped up their career guidance efforts to better support graduates in their job search. WSG has also introduced Polaris by the Volunteer Career Advisors, or VCAs, to connect young workforce entrants with industry experts for insights on career paths. Access to industry knowledge and professional networks so that they can develop a personalised career development plan. At the same time, I would really appeal to graduates and parents to stay calm. We have taken a more granular and careful look at the data on jobs and graduate employment this year. While it is still early days, we do have up to June statistics. We do see some silver lining in the data so far. Employment rates of the 2025 graduating cohort in June this year, were comparable. In fact, they are slightly higher than they were in the same time last year. So if you compare June 2025, you compare with June 2024, actually, the employment rates have gone up. Vacancies for entry-level jobs have also remained steady. Now, just to illustrate my point further, based on a very preliminary MOM study, employment rates as at June 2025 is 51.9%. They are slightly higher than at June 2024, which was at 47.9%. So there's a 4% higher rate for the 2025 and 2024 graduating cohorts respectively. But the caveat, like I said, these are early days because you're only looking at a very small snapshot. But whatever we can do to urge and to calm the apprehensions, I think would be important. So, again, I want to re-emphasize the point. The vacancies for entry-level jobs have also remained steady. The opportunities remain available. In the public sector alone, there are currently about 2,400 immediate vacancies suitable for fresh graduates, and this is available on careers at gov. This includes roles such as engineers and software developers. Our graduates can learn more about these vacancies through a public service career fair, which the government will organise in the coming month, August. To our 2025 graduates, it is still early in your job search. We encourage everyone to keep an open mind to different opportunities in their job searches. Rest assured, the government, our tripartite partners, will continue to support you and walk every step with you.
One group that we are paying closer attention to is our young job seekers entering the labour market, especially during this time of global uncertainty. They are anxious, and I understand their anxiety. We observe that they face four gaps in their transition into the workforce. Skills gap, expectation gap, job opportunity gap, and an experience gap. Firstly, a skills gap. Some youths feel unprepared to enter fast-evolving fields, such as ESG. They have asked for more targeted upskilling, both industry-relevant technical skills and also soft skills. Second, an expectation gap. We have also heard that our youths have different expectations in terms of play, work-life balance, or job fit. Third, opportunity gap. Many graduates are concerned about the impact of global instability and the AI impact on job availabilities and job natures. Some are extending internships, and there's a growing perception that hiring for entry-level roles has slowed. Fourth, an experience gap. Even when jobs are available, many employers still prefer candidates with prior industry experience. This puts first-time job seekers at a disadvantage, somewhat of a dilemma, creating a tough cycle, as they need a job to gain experience, but need experience to get their first job. You can see how these four gaps come in a cycle to somewhat cause anxiety for many of these students coming out into the workforce. And I think these are valid concerns, and it's a sign that our young workers care deeply about meaningful, sustainable careers. But as Minister Tan has highlighted, the labour markets remains resilient today. There are job opportunities for our young workers. So we do encourage our young workers, our youth, to keep an open mind. Consider all the different possibilities and the job offers available. Even when they may not feel that the job checks every box, but these jobs can open the first doors to experience, networks, and potentially new directions at a very young age. NTUC, as usual, will work with our tripartite partners, and we will try our very best to highlight existing tools that we have and the programs that are in the works. NTUC will strengthen our support for youth transiting from the schoolhouse to work. Through the NTUC Youth Excel program, we offer job search skills training, networking opportunities, learning journeys to companies, and industry mentorship programs that provide tailored guidance from professionals with real-world experience. And since 2017, some 12,000 youths have benefited from these initiatives, and we will attempt to scale this up to serve the youth better.